It was lovely. And, you know, Jeff and Linda have been doing an awful lot of traveling on behalf of the Crimson Circle and Tobias. And actually, they've been in six countries and have done four workshops since our last get-together. So they have really been out there sharing the love and the energy. So let's give them both a heartfelt greeting to back here in Coal Creek Canyon. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
I want to say something right away.
Okay.
Well, you'll beat me to it otherwise.
Okay.
And I want to do it. And Jeff was probably going to say the same thing, but I want to do it because I got home and we had the most incredible trip, but I won't say anything more than it was just really wonderful, far beyond what I expected. But I came home and in the process of it got exposed to enough germs and traveled hard enough that I got home and got sick. And I was really bugged because I was really feeling terrible. And I was like, oh, my God, don't tell me. I don't want to miss the Crimson Circle meeting. And I started to realize how much I valued it and how much it was going to bug me if I wasn't feeling better before the meeting. And so then I was feeling kind of half-baked, but I thought, okay, I'm coming anyways. And but the really most amazing thing was is I walked in here, and after being all over where we were, and Jeff will go more into those kind of details about how wonderful that felt and what we got exposed to and how sweet and joyful it was. Each one of your faces, when I looked into it, it's like, oh, my God, it all starts here every single month. And it just really made my heart warm to look at each one of your faces and say, this is what we do every month, and it's what we do here every month that's really created everything else out there, but it really starts here. And you guys are awesome and spectacular, and it's never felt so sweet to walk in here as it did today for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you're getting kind of syrupy in your old age there.
I know.
Boy,
people think I got a soft
side.
Spot. I know. That's not my nature. I know. I'll
but
get
you know,
on.
I felt the same way. We were in Europe with Norman Garrett for 2 weeks. I mean, we traveled hard. We saw almost 800 Chambra in those couple of weeks. Had some phenomenal experiences, and it was a trip that was never planned to be. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but and just Chambra anywhere, whether they're here, whether they're in Switzerland or Germany or the Netherlands or anywhere, we're the same. It's really cool. I mean, we're all going through the same things. We all have the same kind of glow. We all have the same type of bad days, but we're all making the same type of progress, just moving up.
And they all know where Coal Creek Canyon is, too. It's really cute. They all talk about that, about Coal Creek Canyon.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice being back here. When we walked in today, I felt the same thing. It's like, wow, it was wonderful, a wonderful trip, but it's so good to be back in the homeroom. So, anyway, well, we'd like to welcome our guests today, both the ones that have traveled a long way to come in here and be with us, as well as our Internet guests. Linda? Tell me, who's here today?
Well, we have the Hennebergs from...
We do, the Hennebergs.
And they're here from Arkansas, and we won't have to announce them as from away for very much longer because he's accepted a job in the area.
That's right.
Welcome.
Yes, yes, welcome. Thank you for being here.
And then we also have from much a little further away, we have from the Virgin Islands, we have...
Need reading glasses?
No.
Okay.
Fanyo, Mary Fanyo, and her guest? Is that who we're where are you?
Our friends from the Virgin Islands. Hello.
Would you like
how
to
are
stand
you?
Stand up?
Yeah.
Oh,
you,
come on. Don't come be shy.
Yeah,
come
welcome.
On.
Welcome to Crimson
welcome.
Circle.
Thank you for being here.
Did you have a difficulty finding? You got here okay?
Okay. I used to live in
Colorado. Oh, okay.
And are you Mary? And your friend's name?
Nathia.
Thank you.
Yes. And isn't this weather wonderful coming from the Virgin Islands and being it's snowing here today? I mean, yeah, did you have to stop at the store on the way up and buy jackets? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, thank you for being here.
You know, when we got home, it was real warm, and then I wasn't feeling well, and I'd been sleeping for about 3 days. And I said, Jeff, it was only 3 days I was sleeping. What happened to the weather? Okay. Also, we have some people from California. That would be... Ian Griffith and Dale and And there's a guest.
Gloria.
Say your last name for me.
Originally from Chile.
Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And then there are all kinds of...
Thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was getting excited. Thank you. Somebody else. We're supposed to ask about somebody else. Oh, how many people have never been here before? New people, period.
First time
Whoa.
Ever. You can raise your hand. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I saw a couple hands go like this.
Yeah. How many have never, ever been to a channel before? Any channel? Whoa.
Oh, those hands stayed low, too.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome.
We haven't lost anybody yet that I know of during a channel.
There's a break before each channel in case it gets too much. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, he does a pretty good job. But Joe, you do a really good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're obviously feeling better. Linda was
so high on the energy, I can hardly stand it.
She was literally in bed for the last 3 days, didn't eat, was really sick. The sickest I think I've ever seen you. And this morning I was still kind of wondering. I thought I'd be up here flying solo. But Linda, all of a sudden, about 11 o'clock, I'm getting out of bed. I'm going to be there. And then afterwards, I'm going to crash. Anyway, I'd also like to welcome everybody who's listening in on the Internet. We know a lot of you are sitting around in your homes, sitting with groups or by yourself listening. I had the pleasure of listening to what this sounds like. You know, we hear it from this end, but while we were on our travels, they played, you know, they recorded it and played it for us, and it sounds pretty good.
The Swiss guys.
Yeah, the Fred and Brenny.
Yeah.
And the folks in Switzerland. And actually, it's very, very clear. I mean, I think it'd be real staticky and difficult, but it's very, very clear. And it sounds pretty good.
Actually, they said to tell John he's been doing a really good job lately.
Lately, they said, "Yo, what happened? It's been coming across
really
clear."
Great, the last 2 months.
Yeah. So anyway, we'd like to welcome everybody listening in on the internet. There's anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people listening.
Computers, you don't know how many people.
Well, computers, and I'm making an estimate. I don't want to overdo it, but we know you're listening. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for adding your energy. So, we have a lot to cover today.
Wow.
Let's start out with the last month's channel. You all remember that, right? That was 6 weeks ago. I didn't. When I was preparing these slides, I was like, wow, Tobias said that? Cool. So, we're going to go through them, just some of the highlights, but there were quite a few of them. It was a more complex channel than what I'd remembered. So, Tobias said on August 2nd, 2003,
these four grandmasters, Yeshua, Buddha, Muhammad, and Moses, represent the most familiar archetypal religious energies of your modern age. They come in today to acknowledge you for the work you've done, to ask you to now hold the energies that they have held for so long. It's more appropriate for a living human angel on earth to hold these energies rather than an old archetypal energy.
So we had a lot of big dogs here last month.
They don't understand that overseas.
By the way, I'm a little uncomfortable here today. For the last 2 weeks, everywhere we went doing the workshops and the channeling was all translated. So I could speak a sentence, maybe, and then I would hear another voice.
You had good translators.
Excellent translators, but it's still, I want to stop and wait for the translation. And there is none. Oh, that's right.
Hey, honey,
I'm speaking English.
Terms like big dog.
And I use
don't
the term big
well.
Dog, and they're like trying what to figure that out. And the translator's like, you know, these Americans doesn't make much sense. Anyway, we had the Grand Masters here last month. And it's kind of interesting. Tobias, of course, brings us all the news that they're all leaving, everyone from our spirit guides to all the rest of these energies. In Santa Fe, it was Anasazi's leaving, and now it's, you know, the energies of Buddha and Yeshua. But it kind of makes sense. We don't need the great masters anymore. They have guided us up to this point. But Tobias is saying, you are the great masters. You can now take on that energy, the archetypical energies of Buddha and Yeshua and Muhammad and all the others. They're ready to transfer it. They've taken you this far. Now it's time for you to absorb those. So it's pretty phenomenal when you think about it. He went on to say,
you have seen many, many energies leave here in the past few years. Many have gone through the doorway during our very meetings and gatherings. Many have departed in other ways. Again, it only means that there is such honor for you and your path that now you can accept this.
And Tobias is saying that, you know, it's time to let go of holding on to those energies. And again, they have taught us a lot, but now we have to start becoming the masters. That's a little difficult. It's a little lonely at times. We like to think all the great ones are out there and they're going to tell us what to do. But Tobias keeps saying, you go within, you find the answers. It's up to you now.
There's a fifth energy that also comes in, one that is a bit different than the others, but one that has been so important in your modern consciousness and your modern cultures. More important than what so many of you have realized, much more than a story. Some of it happened in reality. Some of it happened multidimensionally. But all of it has laid the foundation for your contemporary consciousness, for your beliefs. It's the energy of King Arthur.
You know, I think about it when whether you're here or whether you're listening in on the Internet. Just think of the guests that show up that you can talk to people about. Yeshua, King Arthur, and all the archangels. What a deal. Anyway, this one, the King Arthur energy really got a lot of people. It really affected them, particularly when we were on this trip. We heard a lot of them mention it, say they were so deeply touched when the energies of King Arthur moved in. He went on to say,
it has developed into such an energy that all of you have accepted within you. You all relate to it in one way or another. You will have the Arthurian energies within you. With that are the energies of Lancelot, Guinevere, Morgaine, Mordred, and all the cast of characters.
And he went on to say about that very subject,
dear friends, they too are ready to leave. They are ready to bid their farewell. For there are changes that will be sweeping the very lands that they are associated with, the lands of England, what you would call it, the lands of Great Britain. There are sweeping changes there that are coming about in the next 12 months.
So as these old energies kind of rise up within us and are ready to be released, it also affects things around. Tobias is saying here that particularly as we bring up the Arthurian energies, let the old energies go, but retain the wisdom of those energies within us, basically take it on ourselves. It changes everything around us. And he said, just watch to see what happens in England. And I just thought of it, but, you know, it sounds like a big change, and we're going there in April.
Duh.
So anyway, he went on to say,
okay, the disciples and apostles of Yeshua really didn't think that what they were doing was important. They thought that they were ordinary people in search of answers, answers to Yeshua. Little did they know the impact of their work, the impact that it would have 2,000 and some years later.
Tobias is trying to remind us here of the work that we do. You know, we come and sit here each month, or we go to the meetings. We have workshops on the road. And I think sometimes we think, you know, we're taking little tiny steps, maybe sometimes not making a whole lot of progress. And he keeps telling us over and over again, what you're doing is so important. It might be difficult to realize right now. You might think that you're really not accomplishing a lot. But he says just the very nature of changing your vibration, your consciousness, the very nature of gathering together in groups like this changes everything. And he's saying someday you're going to really realize the effect of what you've done here.
Within the seven seals is the essence of so much new energy rebalancing that can be done. So many of you are looking for your passion and wondering what to do. Go back and reread these. Revisit them and then go within yourself. There will be so much information there for you. How to take this basic core information, this material, and to create the new programs.
But he's saying if you're really looking for a deeper understanding, you're looking to go to the next level in your healing or facilitation work, working with others, go back and reread the information about the seven seals. There's a lot of really good information in here. Will help you to kind of understand where a person is. He went to talk about the children, for instance.
With your children, look at where their blockages are, where their imbalances in their seven seals are. As a clue, most of them will have the imbalance in the salvation seal right now. That is where they are having a difficult time. The new energy children have gotten through the struggling, but they are having difficulty with the salvation.
He's saying the young kids are coming in. They don't have all of the suffering and struggling and all the old karmic things that we've had to deal with. But they're at a point now in going through the sixth seal, which is about salvation. And he said they're kind of stuck. they need teachers. They need you to help them through that, to help them to understand that the salvation comes from within. The salvation isn't from some outer being, but it's already within them. But they keep hearing, you know, whether it's in school or news or church, that there is some external salvation. It's causing them a lot of confusion. If you could help them redirect that back into themselves and understand, first of all, there's really not the salvation like we thought it to be, that you need this grand cleansing from some outside source, but the salvation is already there. And more than anything, there was nothing that was done wrong that would require the old energy type of salvation. So what he's saying here is look to these seven seals when you're working with clients or with yourself and see where the energy is stuck and know how to move people through that.
You are God also, in a different way than the God of home. You see, the God, the King, and the Queen, the Mother, Father, God, the image that you had in the old energy is not the same as you, God. Not the same. That God did not have the experience of going outside of the first circle, of leaving home, of developing a new sense of identity, of being a creator in your own right.
He's saying you are God also, but a different type of God. In other words, we've done something that even spirit, as we would know it, hasn't done. We've taken on the physical body. We've gone through tremendous experiences here on Earth before we came to Earth. That's something that the God of home never did. Said, you are God, but a different type of God, a whole new God. And he went on to say,
the God of home has only experiences through you. You are a very unique type of God also, because you have had all of these experiences. You have lived in human form. The God of home has not done that, only through you.
I think sometimes we think that we have kind of an interesting definition, understanding of God, some grand being that is all-knowing and all-powerful, sees everything, knows everything, and knows the outcome of things. And Tobias has been saying all along and in here, it's not the way it is. God is, we're chatting with Tobias the other day, and he said, God is like a child. You know, it's such a innocent energy, such a beautiful, just wanting to express and to be kind of energy. The God is not something that knows all the answers. It's like, good, we're going to go out and discover, and that's all happening through you, through us.
They did that on Star Trek.
You're kidding.
There was another guest we want to wait to bring in now, and we mean this seriously. To help you understand the energy behind the compassion, one of these very simple attributes of God, we bring in the energy of a great and mighty one, of a strong and bold one.
I remember during the channel, oh, goody, we have another guest today. We have all the big dogs here. And it's like, oh, who else is coming in the door? And Tobias went on to introduce this one. And he said, you know, it's, by the way, he's talking now in the channel about the four attributes of spirit, and this is the first attribute of compassion. So he brings in, of course,
this one is dead. Superman is dead, dear friends. Dear friends. And the audience laughed as you just did. Thank you. Superman is dead. Superman, you see, died because he didn't have compassion. He was trying to save the world when the world didn't want to be saved. He interfered with everything going on around him. It wasn't kryptonite that killed him. It was the lack of compassion.
You know, when Tobias launched into this, I'm like, what the hell am I channeling? Did I get, switch to the wrong program here right during the middle of this? And I really, really did not understand this.
Christopher Reeve isn't real happy here this evening.
No. And I really didn't understand what he was talking about. It was only later when I went back and reread it, I had a little bit better understanding. And then when I put the slides together, I started to kind of get it, but it's like, Huh? What are you talking about? But I started to get it from the standpoint that he was saying the first attribute of God is compassion, total compassion. We've had this stereotype. We all have to be supermen and superwomen, superpowers, super bodies, super minds, all very artificial things, all very superficial type of things.
Oh, but, get it? Superficial with super. That was good, Chelsea.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. You're taking your temperature? But I started to get it, and he was saying that the archetypical energy of Superman is dead. Superman didn't have compassion. We've all tried to be these super people, super healers, super psychics. And he goes, you got it all wrong. That's not what God is about. That's what a superhuman is about, but we're going beyond that. He went on to talk about Superman, saying,
Superman was an archetypal energy that was created at a time when your world truly needed it. They needed a type of hope, of some superhuman. But in a sense, that archetypal energy has worked against you. It is not just Superman. It's all the superheroes and all of these grand beings that you have manifested. You've wanted the perfect body, the perfect strength, X-ray vision, the ability to do all these things and save the world.
Yeah. He went on to say,
but dear friends, Superman is dead now. Replaced with compassion, the first attribute of spirit. Replaced, but not with the image of this perfect body that was strong and all these other attributes that related to the physical being. That is dead now. You've been struggling and fighting with the way that you think you should be a superhuman. And that is gone, gone, dead.
It's the time to release our concept of what we thought being enlightened, what we thought being divine. And we just thought we were going to turn into superheroes. And what he's saying is really basically the story of the caterpillar. The caterpillar thought by being in the divine that it would be just a bigger, fatter, stronger, greener caterpillar. And then it went through the cocoon, turned to mush, and basically had to let go of everything it thought it was going to be so that it could emerge as a butterfly. Same thing. Superman, we've all had this concept of being superhumans.
You've always been my Superman.
Well, thank you. But he's saying, let that go so you could really understand what you, God, are, your compassion.
It is replaced with your divinity. It is replaced with a natural balance that the body takes on and the mind takes on and the spirit. Once you've released these old concepts of trying to be Superman and Superwoman. You've judged your spirituality based on all these superficial things.
He said superficial, too.
I said superficial, didn't I?
Yeah. No, he did, too. Go ahead. Keep going. They are gone now.
They are gone now. They are gone. They are replaced with compassion and honoring of yourself and everything around you. Superman forgot to honor himself and others, and he had to leave.
That's really... At the time, I didn't understand, but now I look at it, and it's a really big statement.
Kind of mean-spirited, actually.
Well, no, he's saying that, you know, first of all, we forgot to honor ourselves. We forgot to have compassion for ourselves and for our journey. And we're also out there trying to save the world. Superman, when I get to thinking about this, Superman was in there interfering all the damn time. You know, there were situations going on and things happening in a dualistic old energy world, and he had to run in there and screw everything up. He was interfering with the other people's wishes. He wasn't honoring them for what they chose. They never called him and asked him. He just fly down and save the world. And Tobias is saying, have compassion, even if it's difficult sometimes, to watch things around us. Wars happening in the world and family problems, health problems, really difficult to watch, but stand back. God has total compassion. God doesn't zoom in and try to save us. I mean, we are God. We're out there experiencing. So attribute of spirit, the first attribute is have compassion. Stop trying to be a superhero. Stop trying to save the world and learn to honor yourself.
That's pretty good, Jeff.
Thank you. Oh, some heady stuff here. Must have been that tour to Europe.
Feeling stuff,
yeah.
Okay. The second attribute of spirit is simply joy and celebration. Spirit is in continual joy and celebration all of the time at everything going on. So, so in awe of what you are doing. In celebration, even when you have a bad day. Celebrating now, knowing what a bad day feels like. You can stop having so many because spirit now knows. You made your point.
So spirit now knows what pain and difficulties. He said, okay, you can get over that now. And he's saying that the second attribute of spirit is just celebration and joy for everything. We want to try to change everything. We're not in the now, so we don't appreciate the moment. He's just saying it's just pure celebration and joy. We try to make it so complex, so difficult. Spirit is just compassion, celebration, and joy.
You know, I like that part where it's all experience. Every now and then, something will come up, and I've told this to a few people, but it always floors me once we'll be working on a schedule or trying to make something work, and it, you know, it doesn't feel quite right, but we're trying to work the details out. And somebody will say, well, ask Tobias, what does he think? And it's like, Tobias doesn't care. He'll say, great, you had a successful experience, wonderful. Oh, you went bankrupt? What does that feel like? How is that?
Cool.
I mean, he doesn't care. He invites us to make those decisions.
He does care.
Well,
he just,
you know what
yes,
I mean.
Yes.
He'll celebrate any decision we make.
He doesn't exactly answer the questions.
No.
He'll say, so what do you think? What do you feel? Yeah. What do you want to do? Oh, Tobias, just give me the answer. That's the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready for that.
Oh, I like reading this every time.
Yeah.
You are God also. Can you be in constant joy and celebration? Can you stop judging what is right and wrong, good and bad? Can you celebrate the death of one who is close to you? Can you celebrate your own impending death? Can you be in joy and celebration when you read of some of the heinous things going on in your world? If you can't, dear friends, then you are not allowing yourself to be God also.
Well, he pushed a few of my buttons there.
You're such a dumb.
I was like, what? You know, but I understand what he's saying in theory. It's still difficult, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying, celebrate everything. Celebrate your own upcoming death. Stop fearing it. It's going to happen. So stop fearing it and celebrate your life and your death. And this is really tough, but when somebody around you dies, celebrate their life, celebrate their death, celebrate the sadness that you're feeling. It's all part of the process. Spirit is joy and celebration, no matter what.
God is always creating the third attribute. There is always a movement of energy. There is an expression of love, and it is creation, always creating. God finds great joy and celebration in creating. You are God also. You are creators in every way, constantly creating, whether you know it or not. Now is the time to be the conscious creator.
I like that. He's saying we're always creating, whether we know it or not. We're not victims. We're creators. And he said it's time to be conscious creators. It's time to be conscious creators. It's also just a wonderful thought. God, us, we're always creating, always experiencing, you know, doing something new, doing something that's creating, making a difference. So, you know, if you're just sitting at home waiting and you're not, then it's snowing out there. What? What have we created here? This is only September. Anyway, it looks pretty. Think of Christmas. I'm sorry.
The cabana in Santa Barbara.
Think of the cabana in Santa Barbara. Anyway, God, you. Always creating, whether you know it or not. Time to be a conscious creator. He went on to say,
if you don't like what you're creating.
Right. If you don't like what you're creating, change it.
If you don't like what you're creating, change it. How do you change it? Simply take a deep breath.
Well, hold it. I like it. Still snowing out.
Your breath is bigger than mine.
Go on. Go ahead.
Release the old. Remind yourself that you are in a type of very real dream state, and now choose on a broad, general level. We will talk to you at some point in the future now about more specific creations. But first, you need to understand the very nature of creation.
He talked in this portion about, he said, like you're having dreams these days, these nights, and he was saying that you're probably having dreams and maybe a not so pleasant dream. In the middle of the dream, you say, "Hold it, this is just a dream. I can change it." You're right in the middle. Have you had that happen recently? right in the middle of your dream state. And he's saying it's the same thing. We're in a sense in a dream state here. It's reality, but it's really an illusion. So if you don't like it, just like in your, you don't like the dream, change it. You don't like this reality, change it. And it starts with take the deep breath, remind yourself you're the creator, and all of a sudden all the energies start changing and your reality starts changing as well. You're not victims. We're not victims. We're creators.
And dear friends, God always loves the fourth attribute. God always loves all things, loves the experience of life, loves the expression of self. In your life, look at areas that you don't, that you haven't been loving, dark areas, difficult areas, areas within yourself, and allow yourself to have that love. Allow yourself to have this.
Real basic, simple stuff. You know, love every part of yourself. God does. Spirit, you, God loves the dark, the light, the everything in between, everything you've ever done. There's no judgment about it. It's just experience. Love yourself and everything you've done.
In compassion, you have total love, total acceptance, total passion for the others. Standing behind the short wall doesn't mean not caring. It means stepping out of the old energy way of doing things, the dualistic way. It means taking a look at how things are truly created. This is the one where we truly, truly ask you to work on now, here for a while.
Yeah, standing behind the short wall or just removing yourself from duality, just standing back a little bit, doesn't mean that you don't care. Doesn't mean that you don't have passion, compassion, love, and acceptance. It means you're just stepping back a little bit and you're allowing yourself to see how things are created, to see how spirit loves everything. You just step back for a minute, step into the new energy, step out of the old dualistic way. You'll really see how creation works and how the love of spirit flows through everything.
So we have much, much work to do. As we said, in 4 years or so, human consciousness will go through a quantum leap. We're not saying anything particular will happen on that day. We're not saying that there will be headlines any different, but there will be something that happens at the underlying level, much like what happened on your harmonic convergence. It was not just the alignment of the planets. It was a change of conditions.
Tobias has said that there's this quantum leap type of thing that he's saying would happen, and it will happen in about 2007. A lot of people have talked about 2012, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar. And Tobias is saying, in a sense, that was real. Life as we know it is going to change. But he says it's going to happen sooner than 2012. Of course, I keep asking him for the specific date on that.
And can we do special for you?
No, for everyone. But he says right now we can't pinpoint it. It could change. It could be earlier. It could be later. So he's not coming up with a date, but he says on that date, like with the harmonic convergence, nothing big is going to happen in the headline, nothing overwhelming, but on the underlying levels, there will be a tremendous vibrational change. Then you'll see the difference in things to come after that. He's pushing us, I think, right now, preparing us, asking us to go through our processes so we're really, really grounded in the new energy when the time comes.
There is a major change coming 4 years from now. There is much work for you to do. There is much work preparing, how to say, the new house for what will happen after that time. Things will accelerate here all around you. Understand why this is happening right now.
Again, a major shift in consciousness. And he hasn't gone into a lot of details about it, but basically saying human consciousness has been going along the same path. It's been getting faster and faster and faster, but all of a sudden there's going to be a big change. So, again, he's preparing us, asking us to go through our stuff, asking us to be ready to be the teachers. And it feels and sounds like a wonderful thing, not like a terrible, catastrophic thing. I think it's going to be difficult for some people, and I think a lot of people will choose to leave before this, but it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful new ride. So, okay, ready?
You got it, Bucky.
All right, we're going to talk briefly about our recent trip. It was phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was tremendous. I actually picked up a little bit of foreign while I was over there.
It's supposed to be, I thought it was Journey.
Actually, I made all that up, but it sounded good. I think it's a little bit of French, a little German, a little... Das Tobias La Gute Tour de Europe 2003 mit Norma und Gerrit.
Jeff was a foreign language embarrassment. Need I say more? He made up a new dialect for each thing that he...
I did in the Netherlands. I learned to speak a little bit of Netherlands.
Yeah, do some Netherlands.
A little Dutch.
Yeah, do a little Dutch, Jeff.
Undo flippen flappen.
They were impressed.
I picked up a little bit in each country.
They were impressed.
Yeah, yeah. And
how about your German, Jeff?
My favorite thing, actually Linda's favorite thing.
Are you going to beat me to it?
Yes. Linda's favorite thing. Actually, German was actually fairly easy to understand.
When you started
reading it, and not the details, but the basic signs and things like that, and it got pretty good. One day we were driving along and saw this huge billboard.
Giant billboard,
and just the words GUTE, and then underneath that FAHRT. And Linda just thought that was the funniest thing. Gut fart.
A billboard that said nothing but gut fart on it. And it was just like,
and of
wow.
course, right away she had to ask the folks who were traveling, oh, what does that mean? And it actually means good journey or good passing. So I of course, gut
Go
fart.
On. So, gut fart. Giant billboards. It's like, oh,
so if Linda says good fart to you after, at the end of the day today, she wants to do Christmas cards to send out to our relatives. Only our relatives. Good fart. it's how we amuse ourselves anyway. But yes, I did just make that up. That's not real.
That's good. I'll be embarrassed for you.
Jeffrey language.
Okay.
All right. I don't have pictures to show for a couple of reasons. I didn't have time. And secondly, I hate that. You go to somebody's house and they're, like, look at my scrapbook. And it's like, okay.
How's that go, Jeff?
But we are going to put the pictures on the website. Also, part of the problem was my camera gave out about halfway through the trip.
Why did your camera give out, Jeff?
Because Jeffrey forgot the power cord for it. But anyway, now I have to do a setup on this. Norma and Garrett, Linda and I were going to go to Rotterdam to do a channeling workshop. Linda and I had been there last year. Wonderful sponsor there, Rob
awesome.
And Nell Bear. They do a really... professional job. So we're going to go there and do that. We had about 75 people at the event, and we were supposed to go to Reno the following weekend. Linda and I were going to fly back right away and then turn around and go to Reno. The Reno sign up really was not very good.
Stinky.
Yeah, it was really bad. And it didn't make sense. It was fun last year, and there was a lot of people. And I finally said, Linda, there's no sense in rushing home to go to Reno. And we're going to go to Reno and then Lake Tahoe. Instead, let's stay another week with Norma and Garrett because they were going to stay and travel around. And let's stay and just see Europe. We've never done that. Take the train, go here and there. Well, then we couldn't get a good airfare into Rotterdam. And Linda, was checking the internet. And she said, well, I can get a good deal into Frankfurt. United, matter of fact, had just ran an ad saying we're now going to Frankfurt. Okay. So we'll go to Frankfurt. And then we thought, well, how the heck do we get from Frankfurt to Rotterdam? So we called Janko, the musician who played at the Midsummer Conference, and said, hey, Janko, we're going to be in your area. And he said, oh, great, we'll pick you up at the airport. And Janko was going to go to the Rotterdam anyway. He said, we'll find a way for you to get there. And he said, would you mind stopping over for a night in Cologne and just visiting with a small Schomburg group, 20-25 people. And we ended up with 130 people on a Wednesday night, last minute. I mean, this all happened in 2 weeks. And it was a fantastic evening. It was a wonderful, wonderful group. So warm and loving. I mean, they were so warm and loving. Now, I have to admit, and I told them this too, I had a little bit of a stigma about Germans. Half my family is German.
Mine too.
And my dad liked to pretend he was one of the original Germans as he was raising us as children, and very strict. And I thought Germans were, very, like good Virgos, very strict, orderly about everything. And we got, and maybe a little cold-hearted. We got over there, and they were incredibly warm and loving.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they were so chambra. It's the only way I can describe it.
And that's the only thing I'm not sure about. I actually came back, and we were talking about how wonderful Germany was. And I know it's a wonderful place, and it was really beautiful, but I'm not so sure. I think we saw chambra, and I think it was about chambra than Germany, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. But 130 people,
that lady in that one restaurant wasn't real nice to you.
Because you kept on saying, gut fart, gut fart. Well, sure, she gets tired of that. Anyway, it was a wonderful evening. We did a channel there, even though ahead of time, we said, we're not going to do a channel. We're just going to have a dinner. And yet 130 people showed up, so I thought, I got to do a channel here. It was a strong channel. It did not record on Linda's recorder that she uses for everything, never have problems, so it did not record. The backup recorder on the main sound system did not work. And Tobias said during the channel, this is intended for this group. However, what do you think Tobias, knowing Tobias the way we do, what do you think Tobias would bring up sitting in the middle of Germany?
Because he has no fear.
Yeah. What do you think he would talk about? The Jews.
Oh, they all know how to buy it.
And the Jews and the Germans and how the setup was there. There was an old Jewish karma going from way back when. There was also an abuse of power from the Germans at the time. And he said they found each other. He said, that's honor. And I'm like, oh, my God, Tobias, not here in Germany. But it was phenomenal. The channel was very, very strong. You actually have an email that Norma gave you, and I haven't seen that yet. Do you have that here?
Yeah, it's a long email. You want it right now?
I'm
more than happy to.
You know, just not read the whole thing.
I know exactly where it is.
And we won't say who it's from, but Norma said there was something in the... Yeah.
You want me to read it? You don't have your glasses. You're in trouble.
If you want to. I have not read this, so I don't know what's...
Okay, I haven't read this, so this is new.
Do you want my glasses?
Never.
Oh.
Thank you. In addition, I would like to share with you some huge pieces of healing that have already happened and are still going on after this channel. On the German Chamber board on the web, some have started to tell their stories concerning World War II and their ancestors. I was one of them. I had told the dramatic story of the family of my father, where his mother, his sister, who was pregnant, as well as her two little boys, killed each other, committed suicide when the war was over. I went through all of these feelings again, almost drowned in them, when another Chamber member with a strong connection to Maya shamanism jumped in. And this was really a story, because I had an intense meeting with Maya shamanism about 4 years ago, up to meeting the souls of all my shaman sisters and brothers who ever existed in another dimension. I had called this group for help in this, and the next day this Chamber member answered me on the board in some kind of private channeling for everyone. He didn't know why he felt he had to do this, and understood later when I told him that I had asked all these shaman brothers and sisters for help. The thing was that the energy of the day in the Mayan calendar was exactly the same energy as the day of this drama happened in 1945. The other thing was that none of the souls of my ancestors really knew they were dead, and I'm the last living person in their whole family. And I know their energies so well, they have brought me into psychiatric hospitals in the last 10 years, several times. The worst one is the 5-year-old boy. He got stuck in a moment of mortal terror and hatred against his grandmother, who killed him, and his mother, who couldn't protect him. This pattern got reported again and again in my whole life with certain women, and now this whole thing is slowly dissolving. J-Mo, who came to help me, talked to them and said, they are now finally willing to see the light and the angels. They are ready to go now. I still feel this hatred very strongly. In the morning, I woke up and almost can't breathe. But then, again and again, it transforms into rage, and I get tons of possibilities to let this rage out where it's appropriate. My fear to be evil has almost disappeared, too. It's not done yet, but at least I feel something is moving and hope has returned. And a lot of movement is also happening with a lot of the rest of Schaumburg, Germany.
It was a big, big channel. I don't think I've ever seen so many tears in the audience. And it's one of the only times that I can remember I just had tears flowing down my eyes. And I'm trying to channel, and tears were just coming down. And in that moment, there was so much releasing going on. And I realized how much the Germans have held on to this guilt about the war. And was really, really moving. And Tobias just came right in and hit it right on the head. Talked about the Jewish karma. Talked about the Germans, and said it was a rough thing, but they were all playing their part. And he said, just release the guilt from that now, and just tears all over. So it was an incredible gathering. We went from, and it didn't record, and we are not going to release that. Tobias asked that it didn't not be released.
It was for that group.
It was really starting an energy. I'm personally, and I'm glad he said it, because I'm a little personally concerned about releasing that. Some people may take it.
Misunderstand it,
what was said. But anyway, there are some people I know that are a little upset that we're not putting that on the German website or not releasing that. But, you know, we've talked about the essence of it here. There's no need to go into all the details.
It's not that often that Tobias says it's specific to an audience. And when he says that, I play a game with myself because I am hellbound and determined. I'm going to see if I can override that. And when that digital recorder, and I watched it, it was perfect. It was taping perfect. When I went back to it and it's missing, it's just like, it just doesn't happen. So that's always the really big solid nod that.
And the cassette
really
tape on the professional system didn't work.
That's too much.
Okay.
It doesn't seem right to override something that is so specifically not happening.
We went from there to Rotterdam for the channeling workshop. We had about 75 people, which is.
Wait. Oh, so a big hand for Janko and Elgin.
Yes.
They did an awesome job. I mean, that was just Schaumburg. They'd never done anything
spur
like that
moment.
Before. Spur of the moment, made it happen, hauled us all over Germany to get us to Rotterdam, and many thanks to them.
Yep. We did the channeling workshop in Rotterdam. We had about 75 people and from 11 different countries. So there was a little bit of a language thing, but most of them understood English.
Americans.
Well, I felt bad. You know, they're all apologizing for their English.
Except for those two little German boys.
Right. But,
little German boys walked up to us and said, they were saying something to their mom in German. And we said, what did he say? Because they were kind of cute little boys, and I thought they were saying something kind of nice. They said, how come those people are so old and they still can't even speak German?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? So anyway, it was a terrific workshop. I know some of you here have been to the channeling workshop, and we're doing more of those. They're really fun because they're really about feeling. You learn how to feel again. It's really not about channeling, but you learn how to open the feeling. So that was fantastic. From there.
And Rob and Nell always do a fabulous job. Again, that's how this whole trip started, that was the core event that started.
Yeah. From there, we had a little fun a couple days. We hopped on a train and went from Rotterdam down to Eastern France.
On the wrong train.
On the wrong train, but we got there. That's the important part.
You got to try the bullet train by accident.
Yeah, we got to sit in a bullet, or go on the bullet train, and I mean, it was cool. We stopped overnight in France, went and saw, I love going to old cathedrals, so we went and looked at cathedrals. We went and sat out at a little French cafe and drank wine and got abused by the waiters, and then went and had probably what was the best dinner of my life. It was awesome. So anyway, I'm rambling here. Then we went to Zurich, an evening with Tobias.
Now there you are where you belong.
You know, another thing, we were just going to do a little gathering with Fred and Brenny Krenbrill.
Local Circle.
Who are the sponsors there. Just do a little thing at their house.
Local
and they were
Circle.
Saying maybe 20, 25 people. Now, this is 2 weeks before we left to go that they announced it. 165 people showed up. And it was so big, obviously, we couldn't do it in Fred and Brenny's apartment. So Fred went out looking for a place to hold this. Well, last minute, that many people, it's difficult to find a facility. Tobias, I think, guided Fred to the Circus Valentino under the big top.
This is what our family always expected.
It was a Wednesday night again, and there's and by the way, in the invitation it said to the people in Switzerland, bring potluck. You know,
they'd never done that.
Fred had to explain it to them what potluck was, and you know, it was really good. It puts our stuff to shame. I mean, Swiss chocolate.
Oh my God! There was one half table full of nothing but Swiss chocolate, and then fresh grapes from the vineyards, and
oh, cheese
and croissants.
Oh, it was. I mean, come on, guys, we need to work on
cheesy.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice. So maybe we started a new thing in Switzerland doing a potluck. But here we are, Wednesday evening, you know, walk in, and it's a big top, you know, like a circus.
You
big
were
top.
In the circus, Jeff.
And the sides were just canvas. They were covered with crimson velvet, you know, which is the way they always are. And there was the Christmas tree lights going up to the top of the big top. And we got in there. It was really cool. I mean, the people sitting kind
chairs
of...
Chairs were crimson.
The chairs, everything was
crimson.
Everything was crimson. And I was like, oh, we're meant to be here. And it was just cool. So Linda and I get up there to talk. And, of course, it's being translated. But as we got into it and started making some profound or at least interesting points, all of a sudden
Everybody wanted to talk about that last channel.
Yeah, well, we were doing our talk first before the channel, and all of a sudden, when we'd make an interesting point, there would be the sound of Garrett. I mean, this was a circus, and there was the seals were right next door. And you know, they had a time during the Tobias channel.
They hit it
just at the right point.
It's
you know.
On the tape.
Yeah, it's on the tape. It is really funny to hear these seals. And I didn't realize it until later, but Garrett mentioned to me, well, get it? Seals, the seven seals. And it's like, but at the time I thought, if my mom could see me now, I'm in the circus tent with the seals barking in the background. Now, what a picture
priceless.
To behold.
It was absolutely priceless.
But Fred and Brenny and the whole crew, Robert and Tira was your translator.
And then we had that special guest.
Which one?
Fred and Brenny's daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fred and Brenny's daughter did she's in the circus there. That's how they found the place. But she did the acrobatics, and it was incredible. So, and we want to thank everyone in Switzerland. I know you're sitting at Fred's apartment right now and listening in.
And Mark and Andre for schlepping us all over.
All around the place,
creation.
Yeah. Boy, they sure did. They drove us around for 3 days. It was great. So really, really a wonderful, and Zurich is a beautiful town. If you ever get a chance, it is really magnificent. And you can feel, when you go downtown Zurich, you can feel the money. I mean, the Swiss banks, I mean, really, you can.
They understand abundance.
But you can just feel the energy exuding. In the channel, Tobias talked about Switzerland being a safe space. He said thousands of years ago or whatever that the energy of the people there created it as a safe zone. And he said people, whether it's the dark or the light, they put their money there because it's safe. Everything is safe there. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So, and I forgot, he made some profound point tied into the channel and everything else, but about that being a wonderful, safe area. And you could feel it. I mean, it really was. From there, we went to Uberlingen, Germany.
Where would you go, Jeff?
Uberlingen. I said that with the accent. On Lake Constance. It sits right on the border of Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. Beautiful lake. Now, the weird thing is, we ended up, again, we were just going to go there and see Stephen, Peter Ostergaard, who are publishers. And we were just going to have a little visit with them about publishing the Tobias books in German. And then I think Linda said something about maybe we could have a little gathering of people. So they put out the word. 360 people showed up. There was no place for every. There was no room at the inn, no place for us to meet. So Steve and Petra found a boat.
A conference boat.
It was a huge boat, and it was beautiful. We went out on a Sunday morning.
We are on a lake.
On a big lake, doing a channel on that Sunday. When we were supposed to originally be in Lake Tahoe. And it's like, wow.
Isn't that weird?
I guess when we scheduled Tahoe, we got the lake and the boat right and the channel. We just got the wrong side of the world. Yeah.
In a mountain lake. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. It looks like Lake Tahoe in Germany, surrounded by the Alps, and just incredibly beautiful. In 2 weeks, they got 360 people. Actually, they said they sold out in three days. So it was really cool. We set sail in the morning. It had been raining early on, and I was a little concerned. The moment everybody got on the boat, the rain lifted and the sun came out. We cruised out to into the waters.
Neutral.
And it was interesting because the lake sits on the border of these three countries. It's considered neutral or international waters, not owned by any one of the countries. So here we are, confined in this boat in the middle of the water, 360 people. Matter of fact, the top deck held 300. That's where we had the conference. 60 people came to listen from down below in the lower deck, which was fantastic. But Tobias laid it on. He really laid it on.
What do you think?
It was, first of all, it was hot. We're now sitting in the middle of the lake. The engines were shut down, and the sun was out, and there was very little circulation. So it was hot. And then he came through with a phenomenal channel. We will offer the channel on the website on a cassette tape. It is simultaneous or continuous translation. And as a matter of fact, I want to give the folks here or other folks listening an opportunity to hear what it sounds like to have a continuous translation, and you'll maybe appreciate, and I know I appreciate, how easy it is just to do this non-translated.
You
John,
good at it, though. You got really good at
this. This is on the boat on Überlingen, I think early on in the channel. Go ahead.
Hello, I just
He still holds back a bit. He worries that I would take him off the stage and he would fall down. So today, maybe we will sit here because we will be dealing with very intense energies.
Heute sitzen wir also vielleicht hier, weil wir uns gleich mit sehr intensiven Energien beschäftigen.
But I have to say that I do want to jump straight out of Kaoldra's skin and be with you.
Ich möchte sagen, ich würde am liebsten direkt aus der Haut von Kaoldra herausfahren, um mit euch zusammen zu sein.
I know, however, if I did that, I would have to deal with Linda.
Wenn ich das tun würde, dann hätte ich ja mit Linda zu tun.
We went through the whole day. We talked a little bit that morning. Tobias wanted to come in right away and set the energy, so there was maybe a 20-25 minute channel, not with a lot of information, but just setting an energy. Tobias said we're going to need it for what we covered in the afternoon. We came back in the afternoon, did the channel was 80 minutes, and then after that did a Q&A. And I mean, it is difficult doing a translated channel.
You did a really good job this time.
Well, the translator was very, very, very good. So we set up a rhythm and just kept that going. But if you can imagine, the poor people who were there on the boat, you know, they have to hear it just the opposite. They have to hear something they don't all necessarily understand right away and then hear it translated. But it's a tedious process. My biggest challenge is Tobias will talk, and then he's got to go into pause. So I'm not having to process, you know, I go into pause too. My problem is I then fall into the channel energy, and I almost forget where I am and what I'm doing. So I have to keep such a focus, you know. Tobias's words come through, and instead of just relaxing for, you know, while waiting for the translation, I have to maintain that space. Otherwise, I fall into it and you know, lose touch with everything.
You did so much better than last year, though.
Much better. But it's so nice just to be able to talk today. Oh, freedom. So anyway, it was a phenomenal channel. We will offer it. I don't want to talk too much about it because Tobias said during that channel that he was going to talk about it here today. And as I was, you know, getting all my notes together, he reminded me not to say too much about this because he's going to bring it to another level today. But anyway, okay, enough of our journeys. Upcoming workshops.
Well, that's
we're
going to
go through this quick because
okay.
Reno, we actually changed. We changed it to a couple weekends later, so we're going there next weekend. We're going to do the debut of the You Are God Also workshop. which should be interesting. I've been working on it with Tobias, and it's not going to be an easy one.
Oh.
I haven't told you. You've been too sick, but it's a tough workshop. Tough workshop. So anyway.
Well, I should be surprised.
On the following day, we're going to do a special Tobias channel on the shore on Lake Tahoe and then go on a boat ride. So that's next weekend, and we still have spaces available.
Hot Springs, Arkansas. Next week we'll have a little more information available. We'll send it to everybody that signed up about meeting at the hotel. There's a crystal dig on Friday, and I have to get the exact location of the mine that we're going to. We're going to caravan over there, and that should be actually fun. Some people have actually done that. That's a great thing to do, and it's a lot of fun. Then we're going to do the regular workshop on Saturday, and then Sunday, weather permit, and if everything works out, we'll do an optional boat ride out on the lake there. It's a beautiful lake.
And Cheryl and Don Wint are the sponsors for that. Then we're we're going to Toledo, Ohio. Yes, Tobias dares to go to Ohio. After some of his comments, I'm surprised that one even worked out.
He sort of named it as a place to be right after the Middle East.
Well, you were saying a lot of you get moved to very difficult places in service to spirit, and you go to like the Middle East or some very difficult regions and Ohio. He said that in the Light Conference a couple of years ago. So anyway, now he's going to Ohio. Maybe he's going there to apologize. Anyway, the host for that is Becky Hendershot, and that's October 11th and 12th.
Your turn. Okay. On October 18th, 19th, we're going to be in Huntsville, Ontario. It's Deerhurst. It's an area, and apparently the Deerhurst, the sponsors there have a connection to the Deerhurst Resort, and it's supposed to be spectacular, also on a lake, a very beautiful place, hard to get into normally. Anyways, I have that. That's where we're going to do our weekend You Are God Also workshop up in that area. It's north of Toronto.
North of Toronto, right.
North of Toronto.
Yep. Good. Then the channeling workshop goes to Santa Fe. That should be interesting energy, doing that in Santa Fe. Of course, working with Norma and Garrett on that. And our host there is John McCurdy and Celebration Church.
I'd like to write these because just in case those dates
I double-checked them.
Thursday night? That's Thursday night?
Yeah, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Workshop starts Thursday night. And then Sunday, I'm speaking at Celebration Church. So,
that's right.
Yeah. My mother could see me now. Okay.
She can. That's the funny part.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. Anyway, in November, we're going to do a special evening with Tobias in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's sponsored by Paula Sunray. That's sold out, but I thought I'd tell you about it anyway. The next day or 2 days later, actually Tobias, me, whatever, keynote speaker at the Whole Life, not the Whole Life, the Edge Expo in Minneapolis. I want to get this straight. In Minneapolis, and I'm the only channeler at the expo, which I think is very cool. All right. Then we do the Tobias Australian tour.
That's right. Melbourne, we do the weekend of the 29th through the 30th. We'll do You Are God Also as a workshop for the weekend.
So we're going to be gone over Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well, no turkey for me. Last year, we spent Thanksgiving at Disney World in Tokyo.
We could go home.
So, no.
Okay. Then December 6th and 7th weekend, we're going to do – that's actually shorter day, I think, sweetie.
Okay.
We're going to do the channeling workshop. So that's in Sydney on December – actually 5th, 6th, 7th.
5th, 6th, 7th.
Because
okay.
It starts Friday night and it goes Saturday, Sunday.
Great.
And we hope that that you will sign up.
Okay. Then the Shamber, now your celebration. It's a New Year's Eve. I think, 1.5 days. We've had special arrangements with the DoubleTree Hotel in Denver, just $49. We're going to have live music and a really good time, big dinner, and so check the
website. That's a great rate for that hotel, and you don't have to drive, and we think it'll be a big time, and it will be if you're there.
And you were too sick for me to check on these dates, but we're doing a Hawaii retreat in January. I think it's like the 19th to the 23rd. It's going to be 4 full days, or is it 5?
4 full days.
4 full days. It will include hotel and some meals. It's in Kauai. We're limiting it to 22 people. It's going to be a type
Very
of schedule
cool.
where we'll do a morning class, like a channel, like a discussion. Afternoons, we take off, go have a good time. When we did this last year in the Bahamas, we kind of went and played all day as a group. Before dinner, we do a short session again, and then we'll have dinner together. So it's a lot of fun, just 22 people.
And we already have 6 people signed up.
These sell out very, very quickly. Linda and I have to work out the final cost, but it's going to be a heck of a deal. So that'll be on the website also. And also, just so you know, coming up in 2004, going to Mexico in mid-February. When we were in Rotterdam, there was a couple wonderful Romanian gentlemen, and they asked if they could, I would give them a short message for Romanian Chambra. So, of course, I sat down to do a message. I sat down to do a message, and you know who came through. And he did a channel for them, talked about Romania, and said, yes, we would love to come there and to do a healing day in Romania. He talked about some very, very deep wounds in Romania. So I guess we're going to Romania.
The Bucharest.
It's a Bucharest. After that, we're going to Israel. And then in mid-April, Norway, followed by a England Camelot tour, third week of April. So those are things to look forward to. Okay. Almost done here. Tobias Audio Channel and website. You probably noticed that we have removed a lot of the old audio, just the audio, from the website, from the Creator Series and the Ascension Series, I think. Was there anything else? No, I think that was it. We had to take these down. The text is still available, and if you really, really want to listen to them, the CDs are available. We had to take it down because we have basically 3 years or 4 years worth of audio on the website. It takes up a tremendous amount of space. Our host, our service provider, contacted us recently and said that they were going to have to increase our rate, almost quadruple what we're paying now. We're paying at one of the highest levels, but because of all the files, it was going to go up to like the mega, mega level. So we had to take these down because basically we just don't have the funds to cover it. It would have cost many, many thousands of dollars just to keep that up. That's something I'd love to keep up there. If the donations are there, I'd be happy to do it. But we're doing what we can. So if it's caused you great difficulty, let us know. What I would suggest also for those of you who are listening in is to keep the files. When you're listening and you're downloading, keep the files if you want to go back to them later. But we removed those only because of the high cost of maintaining them. That's a good opportunity to thank everyone who is donating. We really, truly appreciate it. There are some people who are just such angels when it comes to the donations. But just as kind of bear in mind that we have approximately 60, almost 70,000 people a month going to the website right now. Typically in any given month, we have less than 200 people making any kind of donation. So there's a lot of people listening and a few who are supporting it. So did I lay a guilt trip on you? Didn't mean to.
Not these guys.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we can do these things if the funds are there. And just to top it off, just what Dr. Tobias ordered, this appeared in Time magazine recently, chocolate is good for you. And I think the subhead says, new research shows the hidden benefits of eating dark chocolate. It's like really good for your system, does all these wonderful things. So, you know, Tobias has been telling us that for years, and modern science is just now catching up. So let's go have some 18% chocolate.
18% increase in antioxidants in blood? That's pretty
amazing. I know.
Amazing.
Eat chocolate, yeah. Let's take a 15-minute break and come back to hear what Tobias has to say.